Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You are most welcome for this service. I know the Lord is going to bless you through his word. You are most welcome for this Eureka Kingdom time. The word Eureka simply means I've got the answer. Our answer is in the word of God. We belong to his kingdom. The church is a part of the kingdom. You see, and the church takes to heart the purpose of the kingdom, the interest of the kingdom. Praise God. So you know that when you come to church, you have come to be blessed. So you are most welcome. Let's look at today's message. God's heart and kingdom wealth. Let's look at God's heart and kingdom wealth. Please get your notebook and your pen and you write it. God's heart and kingdom's wealth. When you understand the things of God, then you begin to see a lot of profit. When you understand the word, what it means to you as a believer and to a church in general, you begin to benefit. When you don't know, you perish. Lack of knowledge is very expensive. Ignorance is very expensive. Knowledge moves you forward, takes you somewhere. Praise God. God's heart and kingdom wealth. There's a link between God's heart and wealth. God's heart and wealth. There's a link. We want to look at that link. You need to understand that link. First of all, let's look at the characteristic of a kingdom. Any kingdom, any government has the head. The government of Uganda, another word for it is really like a kingdom, a rule. Every rule has a head. In Uganda here, the head is the president. Then every kingdom has the law, the instructions for its citizens, for its people. Even the kingdom of God is like that. The head is God. The law is there. The word you are carrying in the Bible is the law. The instructions are found there. The principles are found there. So every kingdom has a culture. You know, the culture is a way of life. That way of life is a result of the law, the instructions. What God says is the one that shapes the way we should live. That's why some of you say, no, I don't want to lie. I don't want to steal. I cannot do that. Why? Because you have understood what the kingdom, the laws of the kingdom, the principle the word of God teaches. And then we have the economy. Every kingdom has agendas which needs money. In Uganda here, we have the URA and many other things, ways the government raise money. Even in the kingdom of God, there are principles for handling resources and releasing them to come to you so that you can use it to fulfill the agenda that God has laid in your heart. There are things that God has put in your life for yourself and for the kingdom and for the population and for society. Praise God. And let me tell you, if you are a child of God, don't let the doctrine of poverty that some churches teach, that some people, because that's how they made the wrong people take over America and Europe. The church was just there thinking that money is evil or politics is evil, and they were sleeping until evil men came and took over the rulership and took over schools and took over everything. You can imagine, because they are using the principles, there are principles that are in the word of God. Evil people are using to their advantage. God's people were just there seated. There's no way, because money determines how much good you can do on earth here. I'm telling you, it determines. You just go to your village now, Brother Joseph, go to the village and see the demand that will come to you. Oh, my son has not gone to school. Oh, so. Oh, this one is sick. They all want you to do something. So it determines how much good you can do on earth here. So you need it, praise God. All of you must be wealthy.
Amen.
I say all of you must be wealthy.
Amen.
It is only people who are ignorant, who don't know why they're here, that will not think about money. Praise God.
Amen.
But ours is not just any money, but money the righteous way.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You see? So the kingdom of God is that spiritual realm over which God reigns. So you are, God reigns over your life. You have submitted yourself to the Lord. You see? So the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus said it. that the kingdom of God is within you. It starts from our heart. Once we believe, we receive God in our hearts. Then we are changed from inside up to out. Then the way we live now influences the world around us according to kingdom principles. Praise God. So we want to look at the link between God's heart and the kingdom wealth. Because the kingdom, as God is the one that created the entire universe. Whether it is gold, whether it is diamond, all the economies of the world is in the hand of God. So be very careful. For you, don't worry about the world economy, Uganda's economy. But make sure that you are living according to the instruction of the kingdom of God. So that God can continue blessing you irrespective of the situation. Praise God. And God can also answer your prayer for Uganda, for the nation, for Africa, for the world. Praise God. We need actually to pray a lot for Africa because it is a season for Africa. Let's say a little prayer. Say, oh God, raise leaders in Africa that will tap into what you have for Africa, that will move Africa to the next level. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. In your private time, please pray those prayers. Pray those prayers. East Africa is going to be a very huge area, and it can prosper if we have good leaders in it. Praise God. So let's look at key facts, key truth about the kingdom of God. Number one, God's heart is in the kingdom. God's heart is in the kingdom. Now, when you look at a king like Kabaka Mutebi, his heart is in his kingdom. Yeah, his domain. His heart is connected with his kingdom. Whatever he does, he wants to advance, to further the interest of his kingdom. So God's heart is also in the kingdom. Abraham, the heart of God is in the kingdom. Once you understand that, be ready for big things. Praise God. So Matthew 6, 31 to 33, KJV. So do not worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Praise God. What shall we eat? You know that food is a big thing? You know that? Yes. In fact, when people have enough food, they can do other things. They can work to do other things. When there's enough food. But if there's no food, everyone will be looking for it. So other work will not be left undone. Because a problem, imagine wheat can cause a lot of lack of wheat in Sudan, the northern Sudan. You see how people are bothered and disturbed when there's no ngano. Praise God. Because that is what they eat. Praise God. But when you look at that statement, that verse 31 and 32, for the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. He knows that you need them. Which things are those? Actually, wealth. Wealth. When you put, these days people run after many things. That community was agrarian. It was, they lived in, their mainstay was agriculture. It was agricultural based community. But now people do many things. But let me tell you, people are interested in many things which are basics, which are important, that makes life better. For example, medical care. Praise God. Medical care. Though kingdom people have a special, an edge over the ordinary people of the world. Medical care, for example, you need good medical care. You need to go into a hospital which is clean, which is good, but they cost money. You need resources. Don't let anyone deceive you. Once your mind registered something negative about money, that's how believers became poor. Because they were told that money is evil. And the Bible doesn't say that. The love of money is evil. That's what the Bible says. The love of money is evil. When you love it, it becomes your master. And money is a bad master. But when you love God first, money, he can bless you with it and becomes your tool, your servant. Praise God. So do not worry saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For pagans ran after all these things. The world ran after. The ungodly world, the people who don't know God, ran after all those things. Run, in other words, collectively, they're talking about wealth. They're talking, wealth include money and material things that are valuable and makes life easier and better. Praise God. Now we are told that the world makes it their focus. Makes it their focus. Now, New Living Translation says these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. They dominate their thoughts. And they go for it and they get it. Anything that dominates the thought of a man, you get it. So, meaning that you need to have the right thought about something. Because the right thought is light, can bring revelation and good. The wrong thought is darkness, can cause trouble. That's why people go and rob people. That's why they steal people whose things, people's things, people who have got an accident. Some people descend on people to finish them who have got an accident. Have you heard about that? Yes, in some areas, they kill the people who are wounded. How do you do that? Even if you find a person who has died and is the money of that person is there and you carry that money into your house. In fact, you have carried spirits into your house. Whatever power was following that man, it will begin to cause trouble in your home. That's how some people have got trouble coming into their home that was not there before. Because the spirits were attached to their properties. Praise God. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. You need the resources. He knows that you need the wealth. Because the wealth of those who are in the kingdom are for a purpose, for service. The money you need is for service, beginning from yourself. It's not only for yourself, but for the people around you. It goes to your family. That's why you have to be very careful about family. Some people don't take care of their families, but that's the closest unit around you. If you want to know that they're important, you go out in the world there, where something goes wrong and everyone deserts you, only your family remains around you. You see? You see them again and again and again. Very, very important. God knows that you need the wealth. You need the wealth. But how do you get it? Jesus made it very clear here. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek first his kingdom. His kingdom. Seek first his kingdom. But seek, pursue, look for the interest of his kingdom and his righteousness. New Living Translation says the live righteously. You see, the culture now comes in, the lifestyle comes in. And live right, seek the kingdom and live righteously. How do you live? You see, there's a connection between the heart of God and wealth. But when you seek his government first, his rule first, his interest first, we can know the interest of God from the written word. We can know what he's putting first. You go after what his heart is after. He said, I've found a man after my heart, when he was talking about David. I've found a man after my heart. And he blessed David. Praise God. Seek first the kingdom, his rule, his domain, and live righteous, and all these things will be given to you. Now, God is willing to give you wealth, as long as you understand the relationship with wealth and the kingdom and his desires. And his desires. Some people get wealth to hide it. No, don't hide it. In fact, when people die, they quickly forget you. But what will make them remember you? It is God who will not forget you. But people, living people, forget you. But what will make them continue remembering you is what you have done and left behind. The people you have helped. The things you have done. The schools you have started which are continuing. Praise God. That's why, Brother Joseph, you are doing a very big thing. That's why you need to work carefully with God. Because that school, there's Makerere University, is how many years now? They were celebrating 100 years after you have left the earth here. Your school can still remain. Praise God. God's heart is in the kingdom. That's fact number one. Fact number two, let's look at truth number two. The nature of God's throne. Let's look at the nature of God's throne. Because it will help you understand how you can tap into kingdom wealth. The nature of God's throne is seat of power. What it is concerned about, the character, the nature of God's throne. Because it will help you understand what is his heart up to. What does God want? What does he desire? Psalms 89 verse 14 says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Look at that. God is concerned about righteousness and justice. Right living. That's why we are told, seek first the kingdom. And live righteously. Right living. You want wealth from God? Are you living right? Are you concerned about righteousness and justice, fairness, right judgment? His throne sits on fairness. He's a judge, but very fair. That's why he judged his son to allow us to go free. Because he couldn't allow us to go free. He sacrificed his son for us to give us a chance to start a new life. Look at Matthew 23, verse 23. Write it down. We are looking at the nature of God's throne. We are looking at what God is concerned about. Woe to the teachers of the Lord and the Pharisees. You hypocrites, you give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, cumin. But you have neglected the more important matters of the law. You see? Justice, mercy, and faithfulness. Justice, right judgment. Mercy, that is kindness. And faith. Being consistent. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. Yes, tithe, but make sure that you touch the heart of God by being just, by being faithful, by showing mercy. Praise God. Very, very key. Very, very key. So that is what the righteousness is all about. The kingdom is all about. It's about justice, mercy, and faithfulness. Your life must portray that. Sometimes people just quote that scripture. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all those wealth will be added to you. But they need to break down. They need to break it down. What is the kingdom about? What is God concerned about in the kingdom when you are talking about the kingdom? When he's talking about righteousness, what does it involve? People just say it and leave it like that. They just leave it like that, and it doesn't help when you leave it like that. That's why Job says that there's one interpreter in 1,000. So sometimes the word of God is written, but needs interpreters, needs teachers. That's why people write books. They pick something and then they expound on it. They're interpreting what the word is saying. Not everybody can interpret. Praise God. That is what righteousness is about. It's about justice, it's about mercy, it's about faithfulness. And that's the character of God's throne, the nature of God's throne. Comes from those things, righteousness and justice. It's the foundation of his throne. And faithfulness, love and faithfulness go before God. They go before God. So all those must be portrayed in our lives as believers. You must be loving. You must be loving. You must forgive others if you want wealth to come into your hands. Because God is not interested in giving someone a lot of wealth, someone who hates others. Imagine what they can do with that money on the people they hate. But, and that's what you should be concerned about. Love and faithfulness go before you. Because God loves us and is faithful to his promises, his word. He'll always do the right thing for us and judges fairly for us and grant us justice. Look at that. So when you are talking of righteousness, you are talking of the kingdom and his righteousness is about how you live, how you serve. How you live and serve causes him to release wealth into your hands for that service, for your own life. Because when wealth is in your hand, it blesses you too. God has never intended that the wealth in his hand ends with you. No. The money you're working for is just not for you. Now, in the world, that is how it is. You hold it. You hold it for yourself. Jesus repeated the same thing. The important matters of the law. Every kingdom has a law. Every kingdom has instruction for its people. Every kingdom has rules that determines their way of life, their culture. Your culture must be kingdom culture. Your character must be God's character. Because your character is who you are in Christ. Praise God. You need to see the link between what is in God's heart and wealth. And that link is connected with the way you live and serve. The way you live and serve determines whether you can access what God has, the resources, the wealth that he has for you. Everybody has an assignment. And by the way, don't compare yourself with other people. People have different things to do. So they need different amount of money. You don't need to be jealous of anybody. What God has for your task is enough. Your lifestyle. Jesus told them, said, yes, you should have tithed. Now, if you are not even a tither, you are not a tither, you don't honor God with resources, that's a wrong lifestyle. God cannot trust you with money. Because tithe is a first step into ministry. First step into ministry. The first thing you do in serving God is tithe. First step. You're already serving and then you add other things. So that's why Jesus told them that, look, you should tithe. But there are bigger things. Tithe is important, but there are bigger things. Justice, mercy, and faithfulness. Many people are not faithful to God. Many people are not faithful to their word. They are not faithful to their friends and loved ones. You must be faithful because it is God's character. And let me tell you, character is a big thing. Say character. You see, character is determines a lot. Because you pick your character from God, determines a lot in this life. In fact, it determines your destiny. And character begins with just a thought. What do you think on a daily basis? Don't think that what you think is small. No. You become what you think. So be careful. You rather be thinking about what God says. If you are thinking about poverty and how the economy is bad and how things are bad and how you are unlucky and how you mess yourself up, and even if you pray like what and fast like what, nothing will change. Because you need instead to think about what God promises you. Think about what he says in the word. Think about how he has purchased you. Think about the payment Christ made for you. Think about the fact that Christ became a curse so that you can be delivered. So you are carrying a blessing. Think about the blessing you are carrying. And that's how you can always withstand against the devil. You say, devil, you cannot do this to me. No, no, no. Remove this. You cannot stop me because of ABCD. You see? So it begins, character begins with a thought. And what you think, you say it. You say it. You say it. And what you keep saying is what you will do. And what you keep doing becomes your habit. Your habit. Every day, little thing. Every day, it becomes your habit. And your habit becomes your character. And your character determines your destiny, where you end. Praise God. So a lot is in your hand. Praise God. God gives you an offer. You take it or you leave it. But if you leave it, the results, the wrong results will manifest in your life. Praise God. Let's look at point number three. Man is a key factor in God's kingdom. Man is a key factor in God's kingdom. God doesn't use animals in his kingdom. He uses man. He needs man. Because man has a physical body. God does not have a physical body. God is spirit. The only part of you that resembles God is your spirit. Because your spirit can communicate with God. Your spirit can receive a message from God. You see? Praise God. Your spirit. He says, the Bible says he has made us in his image. What resembles him is your spirit. The earth requires a physical body. So with the physical body, you can manage for God the earth. Because he handed over the earth to man. Because man had a physical body. Now with man's spirit, he is in touch, communicates. Now man is the manager. Instruction comes from God. And the same devil also wants man. Praise God. He messed up man. Because man was given a kingdom, the earth, to rule over. He was put in the Garden of Eden to work it and make it better. Then the devil went and played a trick. But God, in his mercy and his kindness and in his love, sent his son to pay the price to connect you back. Jesus came and paid the price to connect you back. Amen. To the original state. Why? So that you can continue being guided by him. Why? So that the blessing can continue flowing from God to you. Because you need the blessing that comes from God. The blessing empowers you to succeed. It empowers you to fulfill your purpose. Praise God. Because that's why the Bible says the first thing God did for man was to bless man. And God blessed them and God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. Rule. Have dominion over the fish of the sea. Though you don't breathe underwater, I've given you up to the last point. I've given you water and everything in water, under the water. Though you cannot fly, I've also given you the airspace. You can go to Mars if you want. You can check Jupiter. You can even go. You can go and spy out and look at how stars are and bring the pictures back. That's why they've sent cameras and spacecrafts there. Because of those words, by the way. Non-believers are surviving because of that first word. Praise God. But how much more should be a believer be blessed by that word and more? The additional that God has given through his son. And then he says, even on the land, even under, I've given you. Praise God. You can succeed there. And the blessing causes that. And that's why the Bible says that Christ became a curse, so that the blessing that God gave Abraham can come to us non-Jews. So man is a key factor in the kingdom. He needs man. Those are the things you need to notice. Apart from your lifestyle, you need to know that you're a key factor in the kingdom. And man, God is interested in people. Mark chapter 8 verse 36 to 37. What good is it for man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? The number one interest of God is souls. Jesus is saying there that if you value all the businesses that are in Kampala city, you cannot buy even one soul. Can you imagine that? That there's nothing that the value of a soul, even if you got all the money in the world, it cannot buy one soul from hell and stop it from going to hell. No. So the value of a soul is so precious to God. God needs people. That's why he sent his son. That's why he put the church here. He says, look, I want to save people. So you are my ambassadors. Mary, you are my ambassador. Go to them. Tell them that I love them. Tell Tell them I want to forgive them. Tell them I want to change their lives. Tell them I want to bring them into my church to train them. Tell them I want to bless them. Praise God.
Amen.
The moment our hearts are for after what he wants, after souls, because imagine when he sent Jesus, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever will believe in shall not perish but have eternal life. Imagine he sent his son just for Miriam, just for Miriam. Even if there was no another person living on earth, it was still enough for him to send his son just to save Miriam. Praise God. You just look at that. Look at that. So let me tell you, church, sometimes don't look at the mistake people have. Just love them. That doesn't mean that you should support the wrong things they're doing. That doesn't mean that you should now be with them all the time. No. The ones who are not living right, who can wreck up your faith, you put a distance between you and them, but pray for them and deal with them and love them. But when we're in a church like this, you pray for one another, you help one another, you counsel one another. What is it good for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Only Christ can save your soul. Even if you gain the entire world, if your soul is not saved, it's a big loss. But you see the value of the soul, the whole world cannot buy for you your soul. So that's a key thing. God loves the human soul. Want to save the human soul. Let's look at Luke 23, 42 to 43. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. Look at that. That was the thief that was crucified with Jesus. One of them. You claim you are so and so. Then one of them said, but don't you fear God? With us we are here suffering for what we have done. With him he's innocent. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. When you come into your kingdom. And Jesus told him and said, that I tell you the truth, today you'll be with me in paradise. That's what Jesus said. You'll be with me in paradise. In other words, Jesus is the door into the kingdom. He's the door. John 10:9, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. I will come in and go out and find pasture. Look at that. The fourth truth is lifestyle and service is linked to the kingdom wealth. Lifestyle and service is linked to kingdom wealth. It's linked to. We saw that truth number one is God's heart is in the kingdom. Truth number two is the nature. We looked at the nature of God's throne. It's composed of justice, righteousness, faithfulness. The third thing is, because his throne is the seat of power, we looked at man as a key factor in God's kingdom. And now the fourth point we have to look at is lifestyle and service. That lifestyle and service is linked to kingdom wealth. Matthew 5:16. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine, keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you will prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father who is in heaven. Look at that. That is Message Bible. Say, look, I've made you a light. I've made you a light on a hilltop where everybody can see you. Shine. Shine. How do you shine? Through your service. Through your lifestyle. You see? Through your lifestyle. Be generous with your lives. Serve using your lives. By opening up to others, you will prompt people to open up with God, who is a generous Father. If you open up to people because of the life of God in you, you will help them to open up to you, their lives to you. And then the generous Father will help them. Praise God. That is what God does. Brother Joseph, look at that small girl you helped to connect to the church. She would have no, without that, no future. The enemy would just, Satan would destroy her life and future. But because you decided to serve her with your life, you say, no, this is my daughter. Let me serve her with my life. Let me help her. You became concerned, sacrificed and all that. Brought her to church and the girl got delivered. You see? And she's in the process. God is sorting her life out. And you don't have to give her to stop. You need to make sure she's secure. Can stand on her own. And God will reward you for that. And God will give you more resources to do the same work again and again and again. Matthew 6:19-21. You need to know that wealth stored in heaven is used on earth. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Look at that. How do you store treasures for yourself, meaning in heaven? You see? Now, Jesus says, don't keep your treasures here, your wealth here. Store your wealth by serving God with what he has put in your hand. When you tithe, the moment you tithe, it is stored. You are storing it up where? In heaven. The moment you give to the poor, he says, I will repay you. You are storing it where? In heaven. The moment you give someone needy, he says, give and you shall receive. You are storing it where? In heaven. Now, when the time comes for you to use it, say, God, I need this. It comes. You don't need hard cash in heaven. You don't need money there. When you go there, there's no need for money there. Everything is there. You don't need money. But you only store that treasure there. But you use it here on earth. You need the money where? Here. Don't let them deceive you. Oh, that is thing is talking about spiritual things. No. He's talking about real money. Jesus is talking about real money here. You store it in heaven by doing the will of God, by service, through service, doing with good, changing with lives, so that when you are in need of more, it manifests because he controls what is here. He controls what is here. Said now, it will leave bank A, go to your account in bank B. Or it puts favor in people to bless you. Praise God. So you withdraw. You withdraw for your use. You withdraw for your use. Praise God. So it is your lifestyle of service that will release the wealth you need. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. So we are going to give to the Lord our tithes. Tithe is 10% of your income. The Lord says, it belongs to me. When you do that, I will open the heavens over your life and I will bless your life. I will change your life. An offering is what God multiplies. A tithe is what belongs to him. An offering, he multiplies it. The more you give, the more you receive. That's what Corinthians says. And also seeds. What is a seed? A special offering that you are giving for something. Lord, I need an harvest of a job. I'm going for an interview. This is my seed. You see? Then a sacrifice. This money you give, a special offering you give God for warfare. God, I've realized that I'm being battered by evil forces. This is my sacrifice. Let your altar fight that evil altar fighting me. Because when an evil altar is fighting you, your dreams, you can even see. Your dreams are very bad. You see? Or you even notice that something is opposing you. So you raise a special offering called a sacrifice for the altar of God to attack.